What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 30 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, The Giver of Abundant Life. John 10, 6-10 says, Jesus told this simple story, but they had no idea what he was talking about. So he tried again. I'll be explicit then. I am the gate for the sheep. All those others are up to no good. Sheep rustlers, every one of them. But the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so that they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. Today's text is John 10, 7-10. So Jesus again said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Some thoughts on today's reading. Amid this comparison of a shepherd to the good shepherd, Jesus shares his purpose statement for leaving heaven and coming to earth. Jesus declared, The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. The devil is the thief depicted in Jesus' analogy. The devil comes to do three things, steal, kill, and destroy. His purpose is to take everything from you. However, Jesus comes to give you a rewarding life. Christ's ultimate purpose is to bring true fulfillment and joy. The NKJV translates John 10:10 as, The thief does not come except to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Each time the devil tempts us, realize that he is not coming to you with any offer that doesn't have as its goal to steal something from you, kill something in you, and ultimately destroy you. 180 degrees opposite of Satan's goal lies Jesus' plan and purpose for your life. Jesus clearly expresses his reason for calling you into a relationship with him. He wants to give you life, and more than that, a life full of abundant meaning that leads to fulfillment and satisfaction. Charles Swindoll describes the abundant life in Jesus as follows. The abundant life is a life that never ends. Yet we don't have to wait until the end of our physical life to receive this abundance and to enjoy it. Abundant life includes peace, purpose, destiny, a genuine purpose for living, the joy of facing any adversity, including the grave, without fear, and the ability to endure hardship with confident assurance. The abundant life that Jesus gives is eternal, while at the same time a present reality. When you were born again spiritually, your eternal and abundant life began. As God breathed his breath into Adam in creation, God breathed his Holy Spirit into your life upon your conversion. At creation, the first thing Adam saw when life began was an up-close and personal look at the face of God. You could say that Adam started his earthly existence face-to-face with God. What is true for Adam is a spiritual reality for every believer in Jesus Christ. When we are saved, born again, we are born into an incredible journey of experiencing God. We have the opportunity to know the eternal God by name and be known by our Creator and Shepherd. He leads us to spiritual places of abundance where we find our true satisfaction from a growing relationship with Him. That said, look at the last statement in the NKJV version of John 10:10 and notice the comma. I have come that they may have life, comma. And that they may have it more abundantly. Then consider this question. Which side of the comma are you living on? Are you just living life and barely surviving? Or are you experiencing the abundant life that God has planned for you and spiritually thriving? Some questions on today's reading. How does knowing Satan's ultimate goal instill in you a more of a desire to flee any of his temptations? How does knowing what Jesus wants to give you increase your desire to follow him? And finally, in what ways are you simply surviving spiritually, and in what ways are you thriving? Thanks for joining us today.